record.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The EU is ramping up some more sanctions against Russia, just announced by the head of the EU. They are going to ban a number of Russian goods amounting to $4.3 billion annually. They are going to sanction four more banks. My question is, why isn't every Russian bank sanctioned? Why do they keep adding to this thing? They're going to ban the importation and export, anything to do with Russia, with food, wood, cement, semiconductors. But this begs the larger question. Let me put it to you in more geopolitical terms, more historical terms. There is a growing sentiment in our intelligence community and in our foreign policy community that China is in the very early stages of preparing for potential war with the U.S. and Asia by aligning themselves with Russia. And the notion is that these two slave states, China is a slave state, the Chinese nation is about the oldest in the world, 5,000 years old. First emperor was something like 3,000 BC, even before the Egyptians. And right up till 1917, right up till the beginning of the 20th century, they had emperors, they had eunuchs at the court, and they had the whole schmear, the whole deal. And you had no freedom in Russia for all that time. They're immediately taken over by communists. When I say immediately, Chiang Kai-shek held out a little bit. Then he went to Taiwan. That's why Taiwan is there. But Mao Zedong and the communists took over in the 40s. And they're simply the new emperors. They wear suits. They don't have eunuchs at court and all that. But they are unquestionably obeyed. And there is an authoritarian streak in the culture of China that's hard to shake. And some people will say, and they're wrong, well, that's just something that's part of the Chinese character. Well, no, it's not. Taiwan is a democracy. It's a thriving democracy. It's one of the great manufacturers in the world of electronic goods. It's a capitalist economy, and it's very much very Western in that sense. Taiwan has proven that China, the Chinese people, because they speak Mandarin Chinese, they are Chinese. Their name is the Republic of China. That Taiwan is the Republic of China. The mainland is called the People's Republic of China. They're both Chinese and they both speak Mandarin. So there's nothing to do with any innate Chinese character. This business of communist czars taking the place of emperors is just in the mainland. But this is a dangerous sentiment because they now have the number two economy in the world after ours. And they have almost 1.5 billion people, and you don't have to have very good soldiers. If you have 1 billion of them, you know, that's a lot of people. They have about 250 nuclear weapons. We have, 15 operational and probably more than that. 1,500, I should say. But they're constructing more. And what are their goals? First, Taiwan. Taiwan is 100 miles from China. It'd be as if driving from Milwaukee to Green Bay. There's an island that's 10 miles from China that Taiwan claims. You know, 10 miles is like Milwaukee to Brown Deer. So the Chinese are getting restive. Very, very restive. And they're deciding whether they have the courage to invade Taiwan. China and Japan hate each other. They have for millennia. Ultimately, China would like to take over Japan. That's not going to happen anytime soon. They've even threatened Australia. You know, why should Western Europe have an outpost in Australia? The solution, and Biden has done this magnificently, has put together an alliance with Japan, South Korea, Australia, principally, but also Vietnam, the Philippines, all the other countries over there afraid of China. Because they are not Han Chinese, H-A-N. And China abuses anybody who is not Han Chinese, which is about everybody else in Asia. So we, through diplomacy, through trade, and through good military involvements, and I mean by that alliances, can contain them. But now they're getting restive because they see what Russia's doing in Ukraine. And even though the West is standing up to them, the West hasn't stopped what they're doing. So they're thinking maybe we can get away with this. So when the EU and even the United States imposes more sanctions, first of all, why do we keep adding banks? Sanction all their banks. Take all their banks off the SWIFT system. The Germans are stopping us from taking off their biggest bank because Germany is paying Russia a couple of billion dollars a month for natural gas and oil. That's blood money. Germany is a bone in the throat, an impediment to unified Western action against Russia. And the second bone in the throat is France. Macron is kind of wobbly on it, and that's showing up in the polls. Right now, he's starting to fall in the polls against a guy who's an extreme right-wing candidate. And the sad thing about right-wing candidates in Europe is it's all well and good to be right-wing on immigration issues, but they're all also pro-Putin. Orban of Hungary, the Vukic of Serbia, and the guy that may be elected in France, I hope he's not, they all like authoritarianism. They're all Trumpers. They're all like Trump. So when we talk about sanctions, and this is why I'm going to say this again, I'll say it every time, get the planes to Zelensky. If Russia takes over Ukraine, the Democratic Party is not going to be reelected. The Republican Party are Putin agents. They will smile and lick their chops and get in and betray this country. We can no longer worry about the treason in the Republican Party as an excuse to not sending the planes. Okay? Send the planes. We've done magnificent work putting together the coalition with the European countries. We've done magnificent work in arming them with a lot of other things, but we've dragged our feet because we don't want to be stabbed in the back at home by traitors in the Republican Party. I get it. Do the right thing. Get them the planes. All this business about now we're going to freeze wood, cement, food, and semiconductors, that should have been done a long time ago. Economic sanctions take a while to kick in. Get him the planes. There are people being murdered and tortured all over the place. And people say, oh, well, you'd give him the planes, he'll get mad. Yeah, the guy is insane. But he's crafty like a fox, and he does have people around him who are not going to let him just press a button. They're seeing how much they can get away with. And China's seeing it too. Even India is starting to deal with Russia. The Solomon Islands have just concluded a treaty with China. The Solomon Islands and Cambodia. The head defense guy went to West Point. They're all beginning to think that they should side with China and Russia. That's got to stop. There's got to be military action and use Ukraine, our friends, surrogates, and great fighters. Get them the planes. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Yeah.